Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, April 16th. Howell County supervisors want to spend the nearly $40 million in federal funds for migrants. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. San Diegans who were affected by the January storm have until Friday to apply for FEMA disaster assistance and Small Business Association loans. FEMA aid can go towards temporary lodging, basic home repairs, personal property losses, and anything else disaster-related. And SBA loans can cover losses not fully covered by insurance or other sources. Residents and businesses who experience damage to their homes, cars, and businesses can apply online through the FEMA web portal at disasterassistance.gov or through the FEMA mobile app. And to apply for an SBA loan, visit sba.gov/disaster. Local disaster recovery centers are also closing on Friday. A former Camp Pendleton Marine was sentenced yesterday to 9 years in federal prison for his role in firebombing an Orange County Planned Parenthood clinic in March 2022. Last November, 24-year-old Chance Brannon pleaded guilty to conspiracy, malicious destruction of property by fire and explosive, intentional damage to a reproductive health services facility, and other charges. According to an affidavit from an FBI special agent, Brannon and another defendant allegedly ignited and threw a Molotov cocktail at the clinic entrance. The two others involved in the incident have also pleaded guilty and are awaiting sentencing. We're in store for some dry and warmer weather all week. Temperatures today in the inland areas will be in the high 70s by the coast, and in the mountains, it'll be in the mid-60s, in the 80s for the deserts. The National Weather Service says the warm weather will peak tomorrow. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. The San Diego region is set to receive $39 million in federal funding for the care of migrants who cross the border. Advocates are calling this a huge victory that represents a $10 million increase over last year. County Supervisor Nora Vargas has said she'd like to use some of the money to fund a migrant transition center. Advocates, including Kate Clark of Jewish Family Service, say they want to be included in the process.
We have continued and will continue to advocate for all levels of government. To be at the table, to have an active voice, we all have the opportunity to be part of the solution.
Although San Diego got more money this year, the federal program is actually investing less money into this program overall. The budget showed a cut of roughly 20% to this program. A wrongful termination lawsuit filed by a former nurse at the Old Time Mesa Detention Center claims chronic understaffing is resulting in poor medical treatment for immigrants. Lawyers told Border reporter Gustavo Solis that some of these problems have existed for years.
The federal government is required by law to provide medical care to immigrant detainees. But lawyers for detainees have long complained that care at the Otay Mesa Detention Center is often substandard. Now, a former insider at the facility is making similar claims. It was Jeremy Oliva's job to supervise nursing staff and ensure that they provide high-quality medical care. Laura Walker is her lawyer.
She acted as the bridge between the nursing staff and the management and administration. And throughout that position, you know, she was privy to complaints that were being made by the nursing staff.
The complaint, which was filed in February, alleges that management routinely understaffed the nursing unit, often leaving just two nurses available for a population of 1,500 detainees.
And they were severely understaffed, and that caused a lot of trickle-down problems with the care of the detainees and the patients involved there.
The complaint describes multiple examples of poor medical care. In one case, a detainee developed cellulitis from an open wound that got infected and was not treated properly. Walker says that when Oliva brought these complaints to management, she faced retaliation and was ultimately fired. The detention center is managed by the private company CoreCivic. Court documents show that CoreCivic denied all allegations and raised various defenses in the lawsuit. Spokesperson Ryan Gustin declined to address any of the specifics in the allegation, but issued a following statement. Quote, "While generally it is our policy not to comment on matters involving litigation, I can share with you that at the Otay Mesa Detention Center, our dedicated medical staff work hard to provide immigration detainees comprehensive medical and mental health care." Unquote. Gustin says the facility is accredited by the American Correctional Association and the National Commission on Correctional Health Care. He also says that all the medical staff at the Otay Mesa Detention Center are licensed and accredited professionals who provide the highest standards of care. Immigration and Customs Enforcement also maintains full-time staff on site who monitor conditions at the private detention center. The facility has regularly passed ICE inspections. In a 2022 facility inspection, investigators wrote, quote, "Overall, the detainees were very content with their current condition," unquote. However, that inspection was conducted in 2021, and ICE has not posted any recent inspection reports online. KPBS asked for the 2023 and 2024 inspection reports, but ICE did not produce them. Advocates say this lack of transparency is very concerning.
We haven't seen some of the reports in years, so it really makes us concerned of why they're not being transparent, why we keep hearing from our clients that they're not being seen when they request medical appointments.
That is Priscilla Merida, a staff attorney with the immigrant rights organization Al Otro Lado. She says Oliva's complaint validates stories of poor medical treatment that she has heard from her clients for years.
When clients have told me that they're requesting to see a doctor, they put in their request early in the morning to, I think they have to sign up on a list, and they're waiting, hoping to be seen that day, but they're not being called until 2 weeks later.
Paulina Reyes Perariz agrees. She is another immigration lawyer who also has clients detained at Otay Mesa.
It's things that advocates, immigrant rights advocates, lawyers have raised before, and I think this is a good showing of, you know, it's not something that it's being made up, it's something that's systematic issue.
Both lawyers say that they hope Oliva's lawsuit results in better conditions for migrants detained at Otay Mesa. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Just 10 days into its deployment, the USS Boxer returned to San Diego for repairs. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says it's the latest in a series of mechanical setbacks that have delayed the ship for years.
The Navy hasn't said what exactly went wrong on the Boxer this time, but the ship is expected to be delayed another 2 to 3 weeks. This after years of delays for overhaul and repair. Brad Martin is a retired Navy captain. He says problems like those on the Boxer have plagued the Navy for years.
This type of thing is more common than it ought to be, and it is something that the Navy is going to have to deal with, especially given that a lot of the ships are getting old.
A Navy investigation found cost-cutting contributed to a months-long delay in 2022. Last year, problems with crew training and leadership again delayed the ship. Last week, the Navy and Marine Corps announced a deep dive into the maintenance issues with amphibious ships. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
San Diegans didn't have to do the last-minute rush to file their taxes yesterday. They got an extension because of the January floods. But reporter John Carroll found one place in town where April 15th was still hectic.
It's a crazy busy day at the national headquarters of TurboTax in the Torrey Highlands neighborhood. Hundreds of company employees, who are usually in their offices, are seated at long tables on the cafeteria floor, each one with a laptop, taking chat questions from customers. Lisa Green Lewis is a TurboTax CPA.
It's all hands on deck with all of our employees. We're trying to help people make it before the tax deadline and file their taxes.
Due to the flooding earlier this year, San Diego County residents are getting an extension to June 17th to file. But Green Lewis says if you don't need to wait, then don't.
The average refund is close to $3,000, so you don't want to miss out on that.
John Carroll, KPBS News.
It's a new year for Thai, Lao, and Cambodian San Diegans. And over the weekend, reporter Katie Heisen witnessed what organizers say was one of the first LGBTQ plus celebrations of the holiday.
Diversionary Theater in University Heights was packed with all the signs of a Thai, Lao, and Cambodian, or TLC, New Year. Colorful sarongs, the pageant princess, crispy rice salad, and shots of Hennessy. The DJ is what she calls Khmer, queer and Khmer. Opening for the more traditional dance performances was a Thai drag queen.
No, no, the first sons, and I'm his first and only son, and I ended up this gorgeous.
Organizer Dina Johnson has been envisioning this safe space for years.
This is actually like my dream. Being a lesbian in this community, especially being Laotian, we don't get to like be open.
It's the first LGBTQ plus TLC New Year celebration in the country that co-organizer Margaret Marshall is aware of.
We were nervous, you know, because we didn't know how this was going to be perceived in our community. But folks were like, yeah, we need this.
They sold out.
Happy TLC New Year! I'll be doing it!
Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Tuesday.